Kyle and the rat traveled to the village of Wallaton Stone. Kyle remembered the place. It was where he and Colonel Oliver had retrieved Anna. The rat took Kyle to the doorstep of a cottage belonging to a woman called Anastasia. The rat refused to enter the cottage, which made Kyle suspicious. But before he could argue about it, Anastasia stood before him.
Yes, Anastasia, I am. What can I do for you?
I was told by my friend what... Oh, he's taken off. Well, he said you might be able to help me. You helped my sister once,
I have helped many, and can't be expected to remember them all. What does he want?
Well, I want to go home.
Ah, come in and sit you down. Come, sit you down.
Okay.
Sit there, across from me. And as you do, you might consider payment.
Oh, sorry. My friend said this would be enough.
Yes, enough. Now, home, you say. Yes, we all want to go home. Give me your hand.
Okay.
Let's see what... No! You're tricking me, Yar.
What do you mean?
You're not true. You should not be here. No! Take your money! Go! Hurry!
What's wrong? You're supposed to help me.
I cannot help you. No. Why didn't you tell me you were chosen? I helped your sister, you said. Is this a trap? Are you trying to kill me?
Open up, woman. We know you're in there.
What?
Who's that?
Oh, no. It's too late.
We don't have all day.
Oh, no.
What's this? A boy? Wait. I know you.
General, please.
What goes on here? Where is the woman? Who is this boy?
Don't you remember him, sire? He was with Darian.
Is he the boy they keep talking about? The one who saved his life? I remember now. We met at the palace or at the old judge's cottage or somewhere. Your timing couldn't be better.
Yes, he'll make a wonderful hostage.
Hostage? Oh, you're mistaken, my friend. He will be my aide and my assistant.
Sire!
He'll be my protector. My own lucky charm. If he saved Darian, then he can save me. This is wonderful. But what is he doing here?
Nothing, my lord. We were just chatting away, that's all. Talking we were. Passing the time away. La-di-da-di-da.
Sit down, my protector. Your visit here must be a sign. You may give this old charlatan a little help. Boost for her failing powers.
Powers, my lord? I'm just an old woman trying to make her way through life.
Oh, be quiet. We know what you are. Though I don't believe in it myself, the king wants your advice.
Now tell me what I must do. Tell me and be right, blast you!
Oh, yes, sire. I need only my cards. Please, No. My pendant. I need a moment. I will.
Now, hag.
Dark. It must be dark. Close the door. Pull the drapes.
You pulled the drapes. I wouldn't touch those rags with a 10-foot barge pole.
Pull the drapes, General.
Yes, sire.
What now?
Close your eyes.
You're stalling.
What do you want to know?
Will I be victorious against the Palatians?
Yes, the Palatians. Yes, them victorious. I think
I don't care what you think. I want you to ask him.
Who?
The old judge.
No, please. I can't call the old judge. Calling him would be like
asking for the unseen one. Yes, I know. Now call him. He'll tell me what I need to know. Say his name.
Please, your highness.
Say his name.
But no one has said his name in years.
Say it. Say the name.
Samuel.
Louder.
Samuel.
There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now what?
No. Oh, have mercy.
Speak, woman. What do you see?
It is rising from the earth.
What?
An old man in a cloak.
Cloak where? I don't see it.
I see him. He's there. Look. There. He's everywhere.
Samuel! Show yourself to me!
Why are you troubling me?
The Pelasians are going to attack. And I don't know what to do. You were my last friend. My only friend. And I need your help. Just tell me what the Unseen One wants me to do.
Why do you ask me now? I have told you all there is to know. You have turned your back on the Unseen One. You have not obeyed. You have not believed. You did not remain faithful. Now, it is too late. He has taken the kingdom from your hands and given it to another. You have led the people of Maris to disaster.
No,
death
no.
waits for you.
No, 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 Samuel, no! Well, save me! You must save me! Samuel!
Speak my name no more.
Please!
I see you, boy.
Yes, sir.
You're in bad company. You should have had faith. You should have been patient.
I'm sorry.
Now, I am gone.
Sire, we must go.
Yes, we must. Bring the boy.
No!
Come along, boy.
No!
Your power as protector might be greater than his power as a prophet.
No, let me go.
You'll be my lucky charm.
What about the woman?
What woman?
The woman who... Where has she gone?
To the house of death, I hope. Hurry, we're out of time.
No, let me go. No.
Meanwhile, General Darian and his soldiers left Anna and the other civilians at the hotel in Liza to pack a few provisions for the journey back to the Territory of Peace. She had just put her hands on some of Kyle's belongings when the vision came. It hit her like a lightning bolt and she fell to the floor. She saw Anastasia's shack and everything that had happened in it. Then it was gone.
What was that? Oh, that couldn't have been real. The old judge is dead. How could he be in the shack with the king and General Little? And what was Kyle doing there? Oh, I'm mixed up. I'm just worried about Kyle. Oh, now what?
Run! Run for your life!
What's wrong?
The Adrian army is coming! They're attacking!
With Darian and his army away, the remaining guards and civilians were easily rounded up by the Adrian soldiers. Many were held in the lobby of the hotel.
Will no one speak to us? You, Morlock, you're the elder of the city. Speak to the Adrians. Demand that they let us go.
Be quiet, woman. I have tried. If I try again, they may shoot me.
Wait! Here comes Baron Orksey. He'll know what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen... Your attention, please. I have been asked to explain your situation. As it stands now, you're being held hostage.
Tell us something we don't know.
Please, don't interrupt. You're being held hostage as a bargaining tool. General Darian will be intercepted and given a message from my Adrian rulers. Essentially, the message will inform him that if he does not return to Liza immediately, you will all be killed. None of that now. My Adrian leaders aren't really interested in hurting you.
What are they interested in?
They're interested in keeping General Darian and his soldiers from helping King Lawrence. By using you as collateral, they have a good chance of succeeding.
And what makes you so sure General Darian will come back? He may choose his duty to the king over our lives.
Well, that would be regrettable, since if he doesn't return, you will die.
What will stop us from taking you hostage now? We could use you as a bargaining chip against the Adrians.
Oh, you old fool. I'm already a hostage. Don't you understand? This whole business wasn't my idea. I'm only the messenger. Now, I have to wait here with you for Darian's return. So, be a nice little man and stop being so overdramatic.
But what do we do now?
Wait for Darian's answer. And I hope this hotel has decent coffee.
Your Highness, this is a catastrophe. Surely you must see it. We must spread our battalions to the south, west, and north of the city.
One force. Do you hear me? A concentrated force to move against the Palatian army to the west. Prince George can lead them if you're afraid.
But the Monrovians are coming from the north and the Adrians from the northwest.
Prince Edwin of Gothard will rout those forces.
His army isn't strong enough. They won't last.
And what would you have me do? Retreat? I will not retreat.
Then give us your command.
How many times must I say it? Concentrate our forces and move to the west.
But that will take us directly into the Valley of the Rocks. Have you forgotten how we trapped General Darian there? If we enter the valley, the Palatians will trap us the same way.
I will not argue with you, General. Do as I command. We will be safe enough. I have the boy with me. He's my lucky charm.
Sire, you will kill us all.
I will kill you if you don't obey my orders. Now go! My lucky charm will protect me. Won't you, boy?
But I'm just a kid.
You protected General Darian, and you will protect me!
I can't. Please, let me go.
No! You will stay by my side, no matter what happens.
The Palatians broke through the front lines of the Marussian army and aggressively made their way along the edges of the Valley of the Rocks toward the Royal Guards, who were committed to protecting the king. The Royal Guards fell quickly at the hands of the vicious and merciless Palatians. General Little called for a retreat and escaped. Meanwhile, the king's sons, including Prince George, rushed to counterattack. From the king's tent, Kyle saw the Palatians strike them down. Prince George was the last to fall.
No! George!
King Lawrence watched it all, his sword drawn.
Boy, come here. Tell me what to do, boy.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
Then we run away. Into the rocks. Come on.
Blindly, they stumbled through the passages and crevices, the roar of cannons and gunfire in their ears. No matter how far they went, the sound of the Palatian shouts seemed close behind. Then, somehow, they wound up at the very cave that Darian had found months before.
Tell me, boy, are we safe?
I don't know.
Prophesy for me. You're supposed to be my protector. Tell me your dreams.
I don't have dreams.
They're coming. Listen to me, boy. They cannot capture me. They'll humiliate me, torture me. I can't be captured. Take this.
I can't. I don't know how to use a sword.
One stroke. It's all you need to do. As soon as they arrive, you have to kill me.
No, I won't.
You have to.
Here. Someone is in here.
No! You won't have me!
It's the king. Reinforcements. Bring reinforcements.
Do you hear that? Please, boy, take my life. Don't let me die in dishonor.
I can't.
Come out, King Lawrence. To fight is pointless. Give yourself up!
This is the end. The end. Oh, that it should come to this. To die as a coward. Without faith. May the unseen one forgive me.
No! Stop!
Kyle didn't remember much after that. The king was on the floor, dead. And Kyle tried to crawl away on his hands and knees. He couldn't seem to stop crying. With very little strength, he got unsteadily to his feet. The Palatians were in the cave now. One raised the butt of his rifle and brought it crashing down on Kyle's back. The pain shot through his body, and he thought,
this is what it's like to die as a coward, without faith.
His mind was filled with images of pirates and adventure, of abandoned houses and a room with whispering voices, of guardian angels and being chosen by the unseen one.
I was gonna be a hero, but I didn't have patience. I didn't have faith.
He closed his eyes as stars spun in his head. For a moment, he thought he saw Anna peering at him through a large hole made of broken planks of wood. Darian and his army didn't approach Liza by the normal route. They circled around to the south and to the west of the town and caught the Adrian soldiers completely by surprise. Darian's attack was swift and effective. The Adrians, who managed to escape, told stories of the insane Marutian general for years to come. Others called it Darian's Fury. Darian never forgave the Adrians for the deception that had taken him away from King Lawrence in his hour of need. In the lobby of the hotel, everyone rushed out as soon as it was obvious the Adrians had fled. Baron Orczy tipped his hat to Anna and disappeared down a back hallway. Anna was sitting alone when Darian arrived.
Anna!
Hello, Darian.
Oh. Ollie, have your men search the building. Make sure there aren't any Adrians left to cause us trouble.
Yes, sir.
Well, are you all right?
Yes, but...
But what?
General!
What is it?
The telegraph office is going wild with incoming messages. Our army was defeated in the Valley of the Rocks.
No!
Sir, Prince George was fatally wounded.
No, not George.
And the king has been killed.
No! Stop them! Colonel, tell the men to be silent.
But your enemy is dead.
Tell them to be quiet! There'll be no joy. We'll have no celebration. The king, the chosen, is dead.
Darian, we must go to Sarum. The nation needs you now.
Anna.
He's right. You are the king now.
Will we be victorious over the Palatians?
You will, but at a great cost. You should go.
You're not coming with me.
I'm going to find Kyle.
I don't understand, but I yield to you and bow to a remarkable young girl. May the Unseen One allow us to meet again.
I hope he will.
Goodbye, Anna.
Goodbye, Your Highness.
Darian and Colonel Oliver strode quickly from the hotel. Anna was alone. She felt a heaviness in her heart that seemed to weigh down her feet as well. She walked sluggishly up the stairs to her room. She wasn't sure what she would find there, but she felt compelled to go. She opened the door to her room.
Oh,
she said when she saw that it was different. The furniture and carpets were gone. She now saw broken boards, peeling wallpaper, and dirt. Then a blinding white light flashed and seemed to swallow her up.
Ah!
Anna was on her hands and knees in the bedroom at the abandoned house in the woods. Somewhere, someone was groaning. She followed the sound, careful to avoid the section of the floor that had collapsed. She peeked through a large hole to the floor below. Kyle was laying there on his back. He moved his head slightly and groaned some more.
Kyle! Don't move. I'll go get help.
The little sister, who seemed to hate adventure and screamed at bugs, ran with all her might back through the woods. How she found her way back to her grandparents, she didn't know, but she did. Upon hearing the news, Grandma called an ambulance, while Anna and Grandpa retraced Anna's steps back to the abandoned house. Kyle was kept in the Odyssey Hospital overnight. His back was bruised, and the doctors wanted to be certain that he didn't have a concussion. He seemed delirious when the ambulance brought him in. He kept talking about Darien, King Lawrence, and being a protector. That evening, Anna had a minute alone with Kyle in his hospital room.
Anna.
Yeah, Kyle?
Your eyes, they aren't different colors anymore.
I know.
And we were gone all that time, but only a few minutes here.
I know.
It seems like a dream. Was it a dream?
Both of us had the exact same dream?
I failed, Anna. I should have listened to you and waited for the unseen one. I shouldn't have gone away. Or seen what...
It's all right.
You were right. I liked being a big shot, the protector. But when it stopped, I forgot. I forgot who made me what I was.
I know what you mean.
Are we still chosen? I mean, does it work that way here?
I think so. The unseen one is here, so we're chosen.
But for what?
That's what we're gonna have to figure out. We were chosen for one thing in Maris. We must be chosen for something else here.
They sat quietly together and thought about it until a nurse said it was time for Anna to leave Kyle to rest. That night, Anna slept without dreams. Good morning, Jack. Coffee?
Oh, thanks.
How are the roads?
Oh, not bad if you drive carefully. We didn't get as much snow as the forecasters thought.
Well, the kids are still off school. I'm thinking about joining them for some sledding.
Oh, no. Not until we talk about that manuscript.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks, Fred. Well?
It's a remarkable story.
Familiar, too.
Very familiar. But what do you make of it? Just fanciful storytelling? Or was it something else?
You mean, do I think it's true? That two kids from Odyssey went into another world and experienced all that?
Just for argument's sake.
Well, what do you think?
I ask you first.
I think I'd like to find out who wrote it.
Yeah, well, me too.
I suppose we could go out to the estate where I got the trunk. Maybe somebody knows something about it.
Well, it's worth asking.
I have a feeling this could turn into a nice little adventure.
Yeah, I hope so. I haven't had to chase after a good mystery for a while.
Let's get started, shall we?
We shall.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Passages, Darien's Rise, was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound designers were Jonathan Crow, Christopher Deal, and Gap Digital. Music by John Campbell. Our cast featured Andre Stoika as Wit, Roger Rose as Darien, Shane Baumel as Kyle, and Rachel Fox as Anna. Our vocal talent also included Jack Angel, J.B. Blanc, Jim Cummings, Joey Diaria, Chris Edgerly, Dave Fenoy, Quentin Flynn, Michael Goff, Isabella Hoffman, Matt Yang King, Sherry Lynn, Ken Mars, Pete Renaday, Armin Shimmerman, Susan Silo, Fred Tatasciore, Audrey Wazalewski, and Alan Young. And I'm Dave Arnold, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.